Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPM, shir number 115. That's Bais Pnimi, shir for men, shir number 115. We're going to talk today about how to prepare yourself for your wife pertaining to interacting with her sexually. We mentioned in the last shir that for her, it's a whole body experience. Most women, if they had a choice, either just cuddling or just having sexual intercourse, many would choose cuddling because that affects the whole body and the whole person. And again, we're stressing, especially in the last few shiurim, about how to pay more attention to your wife's needs. Her sexual fulfillment will result from doing that. The first thing, the practical way to get ready is to prepare your body. During the sexual experience, you share your bodies most intimately. And therefore, when you come into the sexual experience, the physical intimacy with a well-groomed body, it shows that you care and you're inviting a positive response. So the recommendation is to take a shower before having sexual intimacy. Not because you want to, you know, genitals are a dirty part of the body and all this stuff. It's just simply covet habriyos, the covet of Atzelem Elokim, and a respect, a covet that you have towards your wife. Because you're having a clean body means that you're getting rid of your body odors and your sweat and making sure you smell good and you feel nice to be touched anywhere in your body. So showering and bathing can be close to each other, so you begin to share your bodies. And it's a very, very important thing, brushing teeth and so on and so forth, fresh breath, making the kissing more pleasant. Bad breath is often reported by one spouse over the other, you know, about the main reason why they stop kissing passionately is because of the bad breath. And they may never tell each other that they have that. Sometimes it's a type of thing, halitosis or something, whatever, that something has to be dealt with if automatically it is naturally bad breath for whatever reason, to treat it somehow and do whatever you need to do to have fresh breath. And because passionate kissing is a key to vital sex life, a husband and wife needs to be honest with each other about their breath if they don't recognize it on their own. You need to recognize this, by the way, because it's so sad that very often a husband or a wife, either one, will stop kissing passionately or will be more inclined to not want to be intimate one to the other because of bad breath. And such a small thing ends up spiraling down to a major thing because you don't do that, you don't kiss passionately. You get turned off, then you drift apart. The drifting apart physically creates drifting apart emotionally. And a lot of it is just taking those simple steps. So taking a shower beforehand is being mechabed your wife, is showing respect for her. Hopefully, again, we tell on the woman's side to do the same, to take care of her body. And also take a shower beforehand and be clean. So that's number one. The preparing your body for sexual intimacy. You have in mind the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elokim, the Neshama, the Kavod HaBriyos. That too is a tremendous L'Shem Shamayim. That too is Avodas Hashem, like we explained before when we talked about B'chol Derechecha Do'ehu. Another thing is to prepare your mindset. The brain most often, very often, is referred to as the primary sexual organ. Why? Doesn't seem so, it's the brain, but it controls responses and attitudes and feelings. So your mindset will affect every sexual interaction that you have with your wife, and each time will be different. What happens during the hours before then will affect how you're feeling now and what you think, you know, of everything. And you could set up your mindset to be more in a positive mind frame with meditation and thought before you actually are intimate with your wife. So consider what you're bringing to your marital bed, how you might add or distract from the quality time of your wife based on those mental attitudes. And Basically, you have thought beforehand what how you'd like to be with her. Think through way may how where she's coming from. Did she have a harder day, an easier day? Take time to talk about where each of you are, and prepare for each other in the best possible way, and be open with one another this way. And of course, it's a spiritual connection too. It's kedai to do some tshuva before being physically intimate, to remove the barriers between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, because the whole connection between a husband and wife is a microcosm of the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's Hashem and Knesset Yisrael uniting. That's the whole Shir HaShirim and the Kruvim when we've talked about it. You'll be able to be more open and be able to give yourself more of your wife freely, to accept and to enjoy what she gives you, if you did tshuva beforehand, if you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechila for the things that were done wrong and how you want to correct things and be clean as possible on a spiritual level, and also have in mind that spiritual connection, which enhances the depth of the sexual bond. And again, I'm going to say this again, people think it contradicts each other. We're not talking, by the way, that while you're with your wife, you're thinking about Tzurufei Shemus and people who are into Kabbalah and they, or they think of Divrei Torah, this and that. No, that's not the Mahalach. You think about your wife and your wife about you just simply in the experience. But that's a spiritual experience when you want to connect to an neshama, not just the body. And you're doing the Ratzon Hashem by doing so. And you want to bring the Shechina there. And you focus solely on your wife that way, that's a spiritual connection that will enhance the depth of your sexual bond. The davening together that you do, or the other things that you do, you thank Hashem also for your sexual experience. You ask Him for Siyata Dishmaya. Always tell people this. You ask Hashem for everything and anything in your life. People feel embarrassed and say, what, you know, there's so many things in life. There is parnasa issues I could daven to Hashem for, chinuch habanim v'habanos, health. So many things that to our minds come way, way, way before having a healthy sexual connection with the wife. And you would think that is should be on the bottom of the list of what you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for with all these other more important things. But no, that's not so. You ask for all those more important things, or I'm putting it in quotes because who knows what's really important in the scheme of things. But you ask for this too. You ask Hashem for Siyat Dishmaya to help you in the sexual relationship with your wife. Marriage is a license for sexual freedom that way between each other without demands. It's not a license though to possess or to control, that many people fall into that. That's another important point. So that's a few things about preparing yourself for physical intimacy. Another thing that's an issue with men more than women, I think, but women have this too, is that you're worried or you're focused more like a spectator evaluating performances of it versus being in the experience itself. Some husbands would complain, you know, there's no response and it's such a waste. In other words, his wife is beautiful, physically beautiful too, but she doesn't get aroused easily or regularly when he tries stimulating her by, you know, by touching her genitals and so on, and she doesn't get turned on, and he has difficulty enjoying intimacy with her because he's watching for the responses he would produce. He's over-vigilant on saying, you know, I do this, I do that, I touch her this way, that way, and I want to see her get turned on. And he's focusing on that. And that, paradoxically, creates sort of like a turn-off switch in a wife. Because she is, you know, wise, the beanie is saying in her nose. He's not really with her. He's just trying to sexually turn her on. And doing this and that in order to do that. And he's not really in the experience with her. And that's a turnoff. And she shuts down, no matter how beautiful she is. Or no matter how truly sexually feeling she could be, it remains dormant because of that attitude and that behavior. So what men tend to do, husbands, is we watch for a result rather than focusing on being present with enjoyment of each other's bodies and the pleasure of being together. And if you focus on the result versus just being together and enjoying each other, that will prevent the result from happening. It's sort of like by your baseball game. You know, you're a baseball fan and you're enjoying yourself when you're watching the team play. And sometimes you feel a little tension, but generally you enjoy it. But when you're actually playing and you're up at bat and you're evaluating your own swings and everything, then you don't enjoy it so much because you're worried about your performance. And when you're worried about your performance is likely to spiral downward. So the sexual aspects are similar to this. When you monitor all the time, how are you doing? It usually interferes with your responses, doesn't heighten them. It makes it worse. You're basically spectating. You moved outside the experience. You're starting to analyze your own body's responses, and you're hurting yourself and you're hurting your wife in the process. The response is not nearly as important as the overall fun of you and your wife, that what you can have and the love you can feel when you're together. It is hard work to change that mentality, but it's important to change that mentality. Once this spectatoring becomes a habit, it controls the way you think, it controls the way you feel, it interrupts the natural flow of things, it starts placing demands on yourself to get your body to work this way or that way, and the more pressure and concern you feel, the less likely your anatomy and your body will cooperate with it. In order for the sex to work properly with your wife, you have to let go emotionally. Just let it out. Don't think about how your body is responding. Just be there in the experience. Now, very often, there's a very unrealistic expectation. Women also may have very unrealistic expectations about her husband's lack of control ejaculating. She expects him to thrust vigorously 20 minutes without stopping or ejaculating, which is quite impossible for 98% of men. And this unrealistic expectation makes him more and more anxious. This is something I speak to the women about, to have a realistic expectation. Another woman may think that her middle-aged husband should be able to have intercourse and ejaculate and be re-stimulated with another erection without any rest period. Also an unrealistic expectation. Most men require between 20 minutes and 20 hours for that process to happen. Or the man complains that he lacks sexual desire because he expects to, come right away already stimulated. And he mistakenly equates the arousal with desire. And very often there's other issues that contribute to this. There's fatigue, illness, or stress, or distraction, or guilt, or a critical wife, or anxiety, or depression, or medication. All of these things can interfere with your body's natural processes. So you start watching yourself and observing performance versus being in there with experience. Now, if there is actually a performance issue, we talked about it. You could go to a urologist, you could go to a sex therapist together. You have options, but while you're in the experience of being together with your wife, you have to move out of thinking of doing this or accomplishing this and accomplishing that, and just be joyful in the experience with a realism, with a realistic expectations. Things work well tonight, fine. Things don't work so well tonight, also fine. We love each other. We're just going to do our best to enjoy each other. And by not looking at the result, it's like everything also, it's just simple logic. You worry about a test, over hyper-focus on it, you won't do well on that test, where you just say, I'm just thinking about the material and I'm just going through the process and answering the questions, and the fact that you're taking the test is in the back of your mind, not in the front of your mind. You'll do better on that test. Same thing over here. You have to pull away from this concept of being a spectator, of being an observer, and evaluating your performance in this area, and just let go of that and enjoy the experience. And we'll talk more about this, Bezras Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim.